Well, when I went to school, there was a fixture as part of your learning, and that was Healthy Harold, and he's still doing the rounds as part of Life Education Hunter Region. And with that in mind, there is a challenge out for, particularly for the children, to only drink water for 2 weeks. Now, it's kind of a tricky one because I think a lot of us would go a couple of days in and maybe want to jump back and have a cup of coffee or a soft drink or something a little harder as well. To talk to us a little bit about it is from Life Education Hunter Region, their executive officer, Sarah Gray. Good morning, Sarah. How do you think you'll go with the challenge? Are you doing it along with the kids?
Oh, absolutely.
are you just telling them that you're doing it?
Yeah, I know, right? It's going to be tricky. I've done October before, but actually 2 weeks without a coffee seems a lot harder than a month without, having a wine. So, yeah, interesting.
Fair enough. Look, where did the idea for this challenge originate from?
Yeah, actually, our team here in the Hunter, we've been trying to align our projects more to fundraise in an area where we are, which is, of course, schools. That's what we do. So the whole idea is, make a challenge fairly easy and something that little kids can actually, do, and it doesn't actually cost families a lot to take part.
In fact, this would actually cost them a little less, I would imagine. They'll save money.
That's it. Well, we're hoping the money they save comes back to Hunter Life Education, so just kidding. But yeah, basically it's getting the children to just drink water over 2 weeks, and during that time at certain increments they receive prizes and things like that, similar to the Assons that they've probably been in the past. So yeah, it's a bit exciting.
Very exciting. Now, apart from what we've already touched on this morning, why the focus particularly on children, Sarah?
Sure. So in New South Wales alone, 22.5% of children aged between 5 and 12 are actually obese or overweight, and that figure increases to 30% when you go to 16 to 24 year olds. And actually nationally, Australia is now 62.8% obese or overweight. So it's definitely a major issue that is facing us. And look, we feel that we've got an opportunity where we can make small changes at a grassroots level. Hopefully by getting people to take up the challenge and drink water, we're changing their habits, by doing that.
Yeah, we've got to start somewhere. They're pretty startling statistics, and we're only talking kids at this stage. Now, Healthy Harold, he has been a fixture in the Hunter in the back of that van for quite a while now. Where did Healthy Harold come from originally?
Well, Healthy Harold, yes. So the Life Education Program has been in Australia now running for just over 35 years, and Harold has been delivering that program to sort of early stage one and stage two of primary, so up to about year four. He's been delivering that program for 31 years in the Hunter, actually. So he's doing really well, actually. And funnily enough, he's about to have a bit of a change because his cartoon character is now more of a Toy Story character. So he's been a bit updated lately. So people have to get used to seeing a new Harold about.
Oh, no. Well, we've all got to update and move with the time. So glad to see that Healthy Harold is still around. And make sure, Sarah, you do the challenge and don't just tell everybody to do the challenge, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
Yeah, totally. We'll be expecting all our radio presenters to do the challenge too as well.
Oh, sorry. We've got to go. Can't talk anymore. Got to go. Thank you very much, Sarah. We look forward to talking with you next time.
Thanks very much.
That's our pleasure.